guess I would have to say Mexico City. That was in 1946, when a lot of the baseball players, not getting the kind of money that they thought that they deserved, were jumping to the Mexican League. And a couple of reporters called Daddy up and said, "What do you think about these ball players jumping to the Mexican Baseball League?" And he said, "Well, if they can get more money, more power to them." So they put that into the paper, just exactly that, because Daddy had always felt, you know, that he should have been made manager and should have gotten a good salary and so on. He thought the ball players by then were underpaid. And so, of course, they put it in the papers. And the next thing we knew came this long telegram from Mexico with, Jorge Pascal, about he'd like to invite Daddy down to Mexico to boost the Mexican League and hopefully more players, after they saw Daddy down there at the ball games and so on, would improve the teams, because they'd say, well, he was down there, why they ought to go down and see what it was all about. So we were down there, mother and Daddy and Richard and I, who was my first husband, went down to Mexico City, and we had the most wonderful time. No matter where we went, everything was paid for. Daddy made a lot of personal appearances at the various baseball games and at the hospitals. Anything that George Pascal wanted him to do, why, he naturally, that's what he was there for, was to promote baseball and Mexico's in general, I guess. And we went to Acapulco, and we stayed there for 3 or 4 days, and Daddy made some more personal appearances. But, that was a wonderful, wonderful trip. And actually, it wasn't too long after that. I think it was that December that Daddy came down with these blinding headaches, and they couldn't seem to find what was the matter. And he went into the hospital, but I always thought how wonderful it was that we had that marvelous Mexican trip before he got sick. Because, of course, the following year, in 1948, in August, he died.